Item number seven is bid 2025-49, correction, bid 2025-049 Alpha. Warwick Fire Department EMS, medical supplies, equipment, and medications. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department.
This is found on page 33. Continue, Chief.
Fire Department went out bid for medical supplies, equipment, and medications, bid 2025-049. Two vendors submitted bids, and both vendors meet all the specifications. The Fire Department's recommending the bid be awarded to both vendors, Boundtree Medical and McKesson Medical Surgical. This current bid expires in July 20th of this year. We're looking for a one-year bid in an amount not to exceed $160,000. In advance, I'd like to apologize for, I know the expiration date of this bid is coming up soon. We did explore several alternative purchasing methods for this bid to alleviate the 300-plus item competitive bid, such as cooperatives and, you know, piggybacking. We found that talking with the vendors and looking at those other options, that the competitive bid process was still the best price-wise for us to get the best price for the equipment that we need. So once that was determined, then we had to go out to bid and go through a normal bidding process.
Thank you, Chief. And as was identified before, I understand the bid expires, but a great explanation. You did your research. You tried to find, and you've also been doing a great job. Your department has been doing a great job about meeting the requirements of the bids and getting them in at a timely fashion. So this one, while doing your diligence to try to find what process would best work that best serves the citizens as well as your department, I think is admirable. And thank you. Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee? Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Next is item number eight, bid 2025-052. This is the planning department. This is for the Del Judas Memorial Park Playground. This is found on page 35. This is for Ward 5. This is an opera project requested by Ward 5. So I'm going to ask you to go, and if there's no objection to this committee, I'll refer to Councilman Lattiser immediately after your introductions, Director. Please.
Hi, Tom Kravitz, City Planning Director. You know, when I think of a project like this, I always complimenting my staff, but Dean in the planning department is exceptional. I mean, the work that he does, putting together bid specs, designing them, working with contractors on all our special projects, our parks and playgrounds that everyone in the city enjoys and appreciates. I mean, I know Councilman Lattiser got to work with him, I think, recently on this project. The guy's just superior. And so that's that. Dean's great. So this project is the Del Judas Playground Project, which comes with a number of different things, basketball courts being milled and redone, swing sets and other areas. But the amount not to exceed is $145,000 this evening. And I believe this is from, it says here in the memo, yeah, ARPA expenditure. So that's really all I have to say about it.
Thank you, Director. No objections from this committee. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Director. First of all, I want to start off by taking actually Tom's comments about Dean a step further. He did an incredible job working with this. He spent a lot of time with me working on this, which not everybody likes to do, but he did. And his vision for this park and for these upgrades and changes was, it was just amazing. And how enthusiastic this individual is in doing the work that he does. So as you heard me say earlier, I had applied for the $400,000 DEM grant, as I think one or two other folks in the city did too. And unfortunately, this year just wasn't our turn to be on the receiving end of that grant, although we have been the last 4 out of 5 years. So certainly, you know, I don't have any issue with that. And not getting that $400,000, what I did was commit the remainder of my opera monies to this project. Initially, I had committed $100,000 towards the grant that we got it. So $145,000 doesn't go a long ways. I'm sure Council President McAllister realizes that in the work that he's done in his ward. You don't get a whole lot with $145,000 these days. So when we realized that we weren't going to get the grant, Dean made the suggestion to me to break it up into four or five different components on this project, and isolating what we thought would be appropriate to do. So we broke it down from the playground area, the swing sets, the basketball court, and some other compliances that we needed to do. And this is all stuff that he did. I had nothing to do with the demographics of this. I just kind of put together my wish list and was merely a facilitator on this project. So in the end, Dean suggested we go out for a bid, which he did. We received the four bids, analyzed what we could do and what we couldn't do for the 145, and the contractor, Skirka Construction, was very good also with this project. So we're going to be able to do the swing set. We're going to be able to do that that rubberized turf underneath it. We're going to be able to get the ADA compliance to it, move a couple of benches, and take down the basketball court, asphalt, resurface it, and professionally line it off and get it done for the $145,000. So I'm really excited about this. I have spoken with a lot of my constituents that use that area. It's not just folks in the Highland Beach area, by the way. It's folks throughout the city, and I've actually spoken to folks who are from outside the city that come and use that. Former Councilman John Del Judas, who his dad is the individual that this park has been named after, has also been very excited and very supportive of what we want to do over there. So with that said, Mr. Chairman, I respectfully request favorable action on this. It's a great community project. My ward, Ward 5, because of our financial qualifications, we don't qualify for the CDGB, whatever those fancy grants are. We don't qualify for that. So it's really exciting to be able to get these things done over there. Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, I have a lot of problems with this. No, I'm only kidding. Are there any? Huh? I said, for the record, I have a lot of issues with this, but I'm teasing. Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Any questions from members of the council? Council President McAllister.
Thank you. And Councilman, obviously, I'm a big supporter of this. I've taken my daughter there, and you can go a long way with this. I think that's a great plan to break it up into different things. This company did the new Arnold's Neck swing set, which I was very pleased. They started, got it done in a couple of weeks, and a lot of the same projects that you were talking about, putting down that the footing there, the swing set, move some benches and stuff like that. So congratulations, and we'll continue working on getting all these playgrounds upgraded. So this is a great project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Director.
Okay.
Item number 9 is bid 2025-085. This is MIS. I'm not making this up. Telephony services.
I believe it's pronounced telephony, but
this is found on page 37.
With the teacher, Phil Carlucci, IT Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 5610 to piggyback off of the MPA from the state on number 308, which is expiring in December 31st of 2025, to award the city's telephony services to Cox Communications in the amount of $120,600. This covers all of the networking services putting together, as well as the handsets, the desk sets that they maintenance for us.
Thank you so much, Director. Are there any questions for the Director from this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Oh, Councilman Gebhardt.
Not so much a question, just a kudos on this being an example of very effective use of one-time ARPA funds to draw down our recurring expenses. So hats off to you, sir.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Director. That's a good point. Thank you. Next is item number 10, 2025-086. This is also MIS. Network connectivity, citywide networking. This is found on page 49. Director.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director. This is a request to award, I use fancy language here of saying a portion of the city's network to Ocean. The data is there, and I've gone over it 100 times. This is the amount of $111,450. The portion of the Ocean network as of this coming Saturday will be 100%. So as Councilman Gebhardt was referring to, we have taken this piece by piece by piece. This is a little, you're going to see another one that comes in for up to $50,000 to close out Cox. My objective was to have this done by the end of June. Through no fault of anyone in the city, some of the vendors couldn't perform the tasks quickly enough. Mostly, Cox had some challenges scheduling people to terminate our services, which I guess is not a big surprise. They were losing the business, but Ocean's been a great partner. They've held the pricing for us. So I'm coming to you with pricing that was due July 1st, but Ocean is fully aware of the situation, has zero problems with waiting until we complete this so that we can cut off our funding that's going to the Cox Communication Company for their past performance in what they've given to us so far. We hope to have it wrapped up no later than the end of July for paying them and closing this out. But as you can see, as Councilman Gebhardt had alluded to, by applying some of that ARPA funding, we've taken this down. In some areas, we've taken it down by 66%, some areas 33%. It averages out to about 50% reduction in our costs. So we've saved $150,000, $200,000 a year and improved our service to each of the locations.
Thank you, Director. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you so much, Director. Next is item number... Item number 11, bid 2025-087, MIS cellular phone service for the city. This is found on page 55. Let me see. Director Carlucci.
Bill Carlucci, IT Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 5610 to piggyback off that same Rhode Island MPA 308 running through December of 2025. This $110,000 covers our wireless communication costs. This covers, obviously, the cell phones that are provided to key city folks that are on call 7x24, at least by phone. It offers us up the data links that we put into the police cars, the hotspots that we use at various facilities that need to be monitored, and we don't have any connection to them other than electricity, and they're abandoned facilities. We're able to put a camera for security purposes or some other device in that internet portion of it. We have a data router that's included in here that is the alarm system at the Connecticut Beach, the siren system we put in there. So that's all bundled together. The cost is split up amongst these different cost centers, as you see listed here. One of the things that we did note,
there was a little bit of an inconsistency, as you can see there, of the actual account that they're charged to. 303 is the city's telephony account. So we are going to work on having, in the future budget process, making sure that they're all aligned at the 303 cost code, and it'll just be able to consolidate it that way. Thank you, Director. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from the council? Questions from the public? Thank you, Director.
Now I'll sit down.
You'll be back. Next is item number 12. This is bid 2025-043, DPW asphalt concrete hot mix cold patch. This is found on page 67. So before we begin, Director Moretti, you were going to request a PCR on this, correct?
I am.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Madam Clerk just said it'll be PCR 68-24. And the request for the amendment is to add budget code 84-293, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. And what's the amount that, or do you?
It's under the same cap.
Okay.
That's the water department's street repairs budget code. I inadvertently excluded them when I did the letter, but they do utilize the bid, so.
Nope. Understood. Thank you. Please begin. Identify.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. We're requesting to award the bid for asphalt, concrete, hot mixes, and cold patch to all submitted vendors, DeAmber Construction, JR Venegro, and Lynch Corporation, the amount of $80,000 for 1 year. This is our annual bid for asphalt for, you know, potholes and small repairs and things like that.
Thank you so much. Questions for members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? May I have a motion to amend PCR 68-24?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. May I have a motion on PCR 68-24 as amended?
Move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 13 is bid 2025-079, Warwick Police Department, purchase of one 2025 Chevy Silverado. This is found on page 70. Welcome back, Major.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department is requesting a 56-6 exception notice to purchase one 2024 Chevrolet Silverado from Colonial Municipal Group of Plymouth, Massachusetts, under the Plymouth County Commissioner's Master Price Agreement. This vehicle would be designated for the Animal Control Division of our Police Department. The cost of the vehicle is $64,060.78, and if approved, would be funded through pre-approved ARPA funds, budget code 510-0400.
Thank you, Major. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Are there any questions for members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Major.
Good evening.
So same question to the fire department, which I'm pretty sure is clear in your quote, but this includes the lighting package, the sirens, the lettering, and whatever else you need, right?
Yes, and particularly on one of the line items is a 70-some-odd-hundred-dollar animal control containment system that is affixed to the back of the truck.
$7,350.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Item number 14 is bid 2025-080, MIS, computer hardware and related equipment. This is found on page 73. Welcome back, Director.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid, for workstations, laptop, tables, printers, copiers, and computer peripherals for the fiscal year 2025. This request will have an effective date of July 1st through June 30th next year. In the amount of $60,000. This is our annual refresh program that we always try to take a third of our equipment and replace it each year as it becomes in that 4 or 5 years old stuff. And that way we avoid the large one-time buys necessary to catch up. This is also an exception because the way we approach it, because of the dynamic nature of computer equipment, what you see, what you get a price for today may very well not be available or no longer the most recent release of that come a month from now. So what we do is once we've approved this, we take out any need we have, we spec it out to a generic computer spec, send that out to at least 3 different vendors on the approved list, all coming off of the state MPA or the Massachusetts teacher agreement or something like that, which is another bid process in Massachusetts that offers us some favorable pricing. Whichever bid comes in the lowest and has the equipment available to us in a reasonable period of time, we award them the purchase, and we just bundle up everything in the purchase order.
Thank you, Director. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Item number 15 is bid 2025-088. This is MIS also, last month's services and transfer costs, found on page 76. Director.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 566 to award up to $50,000 to Cox Communication, Inc. to cover last month's services and transfer costs in connection with the migration of the city's data network from Cox Communication over to Ocean. We rent, as part of this process, we have our ISP, our internet connection with Cox. We have our network connectivity, which we have been dwindling down on. And we also rent our switches, which we've now purchased using the ARPA funding. We've purchased that to get rid of that rental. We have given them the disconnect notices. My anticipation is we probably will have one more billing cycle from Cox that'll be south of $20,000. I came up with the $50,000 at a point in time when I didn't know the outcome of the timing on this. Cox was having some challenges getting resources assigned to us to do the disconnects or the transfer over so we could do the disconnects. But that's the request. It's up to not to exceed $50,000.
Thank you so much for that explanation. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
The time is now. We've come to the point where we are below the 50,000 discussion, mandatory discussion threshold. I will go through the committee, the council, and the public and request if there's any items that anyone would like to pull to discuss. I do know that our council president requested item number 16. That is bid 2025-076, found on 78, DPW purchase of 8 solar speed signs. Councilman Gebhardt requests item number 21, bid 2025-037, DPW infield mix, found on page 98. I'll give everyone a moment, and then I will go to and ask. You're good? All set with that one? Are there any items that members of the council would like to pull and discuss? Councilman Lattisor.
Item number 23, 2025-077, found on page 143. That's repair rear garage forklift. In item number 34, 2025-083, found on page 146, purchase 2 DPF filters.
Councilman, I'm going to ask for just, did you say item number 23, 2025-081? I think I misunderstood you.
I'm sorry,
you.
33.
33, thank you. Thank you. Please just go through those two again, please.
Sure. Item number 33-2025-077, found on page 143, repair rear garage forklift.
Thank you.
The other is number 34, item 2025-083, purchase two DPF filters, found on page 146.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Councilman. Welcome. Are there any other items members of the council would like to discuss? Are there any items that members of the public would like to discuss from the bid package? Are there any items that members of the public? We'll go in order. So we'll start with item number 16. This is bid 2025-076, purchase of 8 solar speed signs. This is found on page 78. Director, once you identify, I'll turn it over to the council president. Thank you.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. No questions. I just wanted to point out this is another one of the neighborhood opera fund projects for Ward 7 for these traffic signal lights. One is going to be on Long Street by St. Rose and Clement Church. One is going to be on Natick Ave in Greenwood. Another one on Chapman's Ave, and one going into Arnold's Neck Drive. So I thank the department and my colleagues for and ask for their support for these signs. Thank you.
Thank you, Council President. And I would like to say, Council President, I heard you mention Warwick Neck last night. My wife and I took advantage of this beautiful day, went out, got some a late lunch, and then drove around and stopped at Arnold's Neck. And I encourage everybody to go there. It is such a beautiful location. The council president and this administration has ensured that it has been upgraded. Just an absolutely beautiful scenic area. Bring the kids. There's a beautiful playground there. It is funded by the taxpayers of this great city. It is a public road. Please enjoy it. It is absolutely stunning. And I just wanted to identify that, and I completely encourage and support this. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I would also say kudos to the council president on the excellent use of spending of these ARPA funds. One item that I was curious about on these is that it looks like we're actually getting a per unit price that is less than we had spent on some of the earlier solar powered speed signs. So I was curious as to whether we may be able to piggyback on this for some additional orders.
I would have to speak with the vendor. The reason it fluctuates is basically the price of materials. So if it's something that's of interest, we can certainly reach out to them. We would just need to know how many, how many locations, two per location. So that would have to be considered.
Oh, certainly. I think just to put it out there to the public, I currently have a survey in Ward 2. Solar-powered speed displays are one of the more popular items, and I think it's safe to say that it looks like we would, for Ward 2, want to order at a minimum 4, possibly as much as 8. We can, of course, talk outside of the meeting, but the further that we can get this money to stretch, the better. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. So my question to Christy is to be certain that the council president doesn't get blindsided with additional costs on these signs. Does this price include the poles and the brackets?
Yes.
It does?
Yep.
Okay, yep. So it didn't on mine, and I just wanted to make sure that you weren't going to be blindsided the same way I was, or Councilwoman Travis. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Sinapi.
Just to dovetail off of what Councilman Ricks noted, my ward will be looking for at least 2, if not more, signs as well, and I can follow up outside the meeting.
Thank you. Are there any further comments, questions from members of this council? Comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Director Moretti. The next item is item 21, bid 2025-037, DPW infield mix found on page 98. Councilman Gebhardt requested this. So please identify and I'll turn it over to Councilman Gebhardt.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
I was just looking back. So A, very excited that we're purchasing all this infield mix. Looks like last time we went out to bid was last September for about $10,000 worth. Do you know, did we end up purchasing all $10,000 worth or?
No, we spent a little over $3,000. I think the last time it was bid, it was had to be rebid because we didn't get any submissions the first time, if I remember correctly. But so this one is actually a 2-year bid for $25,000.
Okay, got it. And with the, because this is a substantial amount of material compared to what we've had in the past. So is there a plan to kind of go through all the fields? And
so we typically have a bid in place for infield mix, unless, of course, we don't get any bid submissions. So, and it has historically been a 2-year bid. So this material will be used at any of the ball fields that require some regrading of the infield, the, you know, pitcher's mound and the baseball diamond or softball diamond, depending on what it is. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, very happy to see this, and we'll be more happy to see it actually distributed out to the fields. I've visited some recently, and they're in sore need. So thank you for being on top of this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. The next item going in order is will be item number 33. This is bid 2025-077, DPW, repair of rear garage forklift. This is found on page 143 for a total amount of $6,255. Christy, please identify, and then Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Christy, how long has this forklift been out of service?
This forklift, it's probably been fully out of service about 3 weeks. The garage has been trying to loop it along, but it's just gotten to the point where they can't, it needs to be fixed by the outside vendor.
And what is, or what would the trade-in value be if we were to trade this forklift in?
That I don't know. I don't have the information on that. We didn't even ask for a trade-in value. We just know that there is one. But it wouldn't be a substantial, I would imagine it wouldn't be a substantial amount against the nearly $30,000 to purchase a new one.
Well, I guess I view it differently because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to spend $6,300 on a piece of equipment that has so many different issues with it, at least issues that have been identified, when we can buy a brand new one for less than $29,500. I think that it would serve the department and the taxpayers better if we just went out and bought the new vehicle, as opposed to putting $6,255 into a vehicle that could break down again in a week or two or have further issues. That is, it's about 25% of the price of purchasing a new vehicle with warranties and longevity, et cetera. So I'm curious why that wasn't something that was considered, finding out, A, what would be the trade-in that we would get on this current piece of equipment, deducting it off the $29,000 and purchasing a new machine, as opposed to spending $6,255 on a whole bunch of items here that may only begin be opening up Pandora's box.
You kind of threw me for a loop with this one. I didn't think that you would be suggesting that we purchase a new one. I think that it just because due to funding and, you know, we've just started our fiscal year, it made more sense for us to fix the machine we have than to request to purchase a new one for however many thousands of dollars that would be.
See, it just goes to show you that just when everybody thinks they have me all figured out, I come at you from a different direction. And this direction is simply from a business point of view. I would not spend $6,255 repairing an old, broken down piece of equipment when I can buy a brand new one for less, whatever less is from the trade-in, for $29,500. That just doesn't make any sense to me at all. So, Mr. Chairman, I would actually like to get a PCR on this and amend this to purchase the new vehicle as opposed to dumping $6,255 into something that can just break down again next week or the week after and just continue to be of service and not do anybody any good.
I'm not sure that that's something that we can, I don't think we can amend this to purchase a vehicle. We don't have a quote. We don't have anything to move that forward.
So thank you. And to go on what the councilman asked. So councilman, you made very clear what you would like to do. So would you like a PCR so that you can make the recommendation on record in the future, or would you like to recommend to the committee that we unfavorable action on this bid?
Mr. Chairman, given you know, the analogies and the numbers that I just presented to you, I would think that it would make sense to just do an unfavorable request on this item and allow the department to go out to bid to purchase a new vehicle. That just simply makes good business sense to me.
But there's also the issue of the funding source. You know, DPW is not prepared to spend $20,000 for a new forklift.
Agreed. So, Councilman,
I'm sorry.
No, I apologize. I cut you off. Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
I mean, I understand that there's, you know, it looks like there's a big laundry list of things that are wrong with it, but otherwise, like, structurally sound. We actually have another forklift that's older than this one. One of them has a chain. One of them has a hydraulic lift. So there is a difference for us based on what we're doing. You know, what they utilize. And a lot of time, I mean, it will impede the back garage to not get it fixed as well, because the garages rely on their forklifts to do, you know, perform certain tasks. Like, you know, well, we use it all the time to get stuff off tractor trailers, but then they also use it to like lift engines or whatever if they have to. So, we stand by our opinion that we would like to get the one that we have fixed in the future if, you know, We can certainly look into purchasing a new one sometime in the future, but we're not prepared to.
Thank you. You've said that.
The one that's been sitting there for 3 weeks, right?
So, Councilman, would you be, you're requesting a PCR, and then we could have that?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Please repeat that. PCR 6924. Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further comments from members of the council? Are there any comments, questions from members of the public? May I have a recommendation from this committee? I'll move favorable action on PCR 69-24.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Next would be item number 34, bid 2025-083, DPW, purchase 2 DPF filters. This is found on page 146, requested by Councilman Lattiser. So, Director, you have the introduction, and then Councilman Lattiser has the floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you, Christy. So in this quote that we have, it's showing a convenience slash concierge fee of 3%. What is that? It's in the amount of $120.
So that is for them too, because we have to have, we have to send them information to ensure that the parts that we're receiving are appropriate for our vehicles. So it's essentially on their part, I don't want to call it a research fee, but you know, it's for their staff to do whatever they have to do, because we have to send them the VIN number, we have to send them measurements, we have to send them you know, things like that, so they can make sure on their end what they have is appropriate for our vehicles, if that makes any sense.
So we have to pay them so that they can make sure what they're doing is correct.
Yes, essentially.
We have to pay them.
We have to pay them to do the work to ensure that what we're getting.
Sure. Whatever happened to the day that the vendor provides us with the service about what we're looking to do? This is like just ridiculous what some of these things are coming up with. Now we got to pay vendors to say, okay, Christy, this is fine. Yep, you got the right number. Nope, we didn't make any errors. This is all cool. No hidden shipping charges or anything like that. And we're going to charge you $120 to do it. That's what we're saying, right?
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, they're also the only place that we can find these filters that we need for two of our highway vehicles. So
that's what makes it even more frustrating, is because they know they've got you up against the hard place.
Right.
And they just want to kind of like turn the handle, right? That makes it even more frustrating. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to point that out.
Good point. Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Are there any questions for members of the council? Are there any questions for members of the public? May I have a motion on PCR 64-24?
Move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The time is now 6:42 p.m. and the Work Finance Committee is closed for business. Mr. President.
The next committee to meet is the Ordinance Committee, and that could take place at this time. Thank you.
So ordinance will convene at 6:45 p.m. First, we have acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on June 17th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCO 5-24 sub A, an ordinance clarifying street abandonment procedures for circumstances where the city of Warwick is an applicant and the mayor certifies that it serves the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of the city. This is second passage as amended. Do we have any questions or comments from members of the committee? Do we have any questions or comments from members of the council? Do we have any questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All against?
Nay.
Next, we have PCO 7-24, an ordinance to prohibit parking on the northerly side of Major Potter Road between Quaker Lane and Spencer Woods Drive. This is Councilman Gebhardt, and it would be first passage. Councilman Gebhardt?
Respectfully request favorable action.
Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Councilman Ricks?
Yes. Is there a traffic study in sport?
There sure is.
And anything else to be added?
Yeah, so this particular roadway enters into a fairly dense neighborhood. And on Route 2, on the corner of Route 2 and Major Potter Road, there is a facility that gets a lot of pickup and drop-off activity. And it's been pretty common for folks to park on both sides of the road. And I mean, of all the parking related questions and feedback I've received the most number of contacts about this particular intersection. And I think what happens is people park all the way to the end of the road, and then you're turning out onto Route 2, becomes a dangerous situation. There's also some brush along the side of the road so visitors are not able to park as close to the side as you would think they would be able to. So the sort of middle ground to not take away substantial parking from the business that's there is to limit parking to one side of the road. I think it's an acceptable solution, and I've heard favorable commentary from the residents that live up that road that this is a good outcome for them. So
that all makes sense to me, and I can certainly appreciate the amount of work that went in. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That concludes the ordinance committee at 6:49 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee to meet is public safety, and that can take place at this time. Also, there is a sign-up sheet on the podium for public comment, which will be taking place after 7 o'clock this evening. Thank you.
No. Yeah, right here. You're still here. You're still here. Good evening. The Public Safety Committee comes to order at 6:50. The first order of business, acceptance of minutes held on June 3rd. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second item, PCR 5624, a resolution relative to the payment of a claim to Damon Oppen. Councilman Ricks, could you help me with that and give me the dollar amount?
Oh, certainly. One moment. On that, I see that the invoice is $231.29.
Do we have any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman,
where is the
committee?
I'm sorry, council solicitor.
So a little different than this is a claim that's been before us already, and there was an inadvertent attachment of an invoice that was less than the actual costs. If you PCR 5624 essentially establishes the history of how we got to this point, which is to complete the balance of a previously approved claim to the $300 level. So this this person, Damon Arpin, was previously approved in the amount of $231.29. The invoice that was presented there was not accurate for this file. All other estimates were in excess of the $300. The person was issued a check in the amount of $231.29. The intention of this resolution before you is to reconcile the approval to the full $300 amount by authorizing the balance to be paid. That balance is $68.71. So it is all spelled out in the whereas clauses of the resolution, as well as the be it resolved clause. So this just needs a vote up or down on as it relates to the resolution. But the intent as presented was to correct a paperwork error.
Thank you. Thank you for clarification and bringing us all up to speed. Any questions from the committee?
No further questions. Yes, I see the amount stated here in the resolution of $68.71.
All right, thank you. Any questions from the council? Questions from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the additional amount of $68.71.
I think specifically we're just moving the resolution as favorable. Am I correct? Either way. All right. That motion, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The Public Safety Committee is adjourned at 6:53. Thank you, everyone.
The next committee to meet is Public Properties, and that can take place at this time as well.
The Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:53 p.m. First up, we have acceptance of the minutes. Two of these. First, the minutes from June 3rd, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Second, acceptance of minutes from June 17th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Aye. Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. Minutes are approved. Okay. One item on the agenda. This is for second passage. PCO 6-24, order on the abandonment of a portion of Cypress Street, 115 Maple Street, LLC petitioners. Again, this is for second passage. It is docketed under my name. We had a discussion of this at the time of first passage, and I spoke in favor of that, especially as all of the involved parties are in agreement. With that said, any further discussion, members of the committee? Members of the council? Members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a vote on second passage?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There being no further business, this committee adjourns at 6:55 p.m.
Thank you very much, Chairman. We are done with committees, so we will start the full council meeting at 7 o'clock. So we'll be back here in 5 minutes. Just a reminder, we will have public comments this evening, and there's a sign-up sheet on the podium. Thank you.